Well, Mike, possible good news this week that Jameis is coming back.
Yeah, I think so. I think he will be.
What's it mean to get him back in the lineup? Obviously, Ryan has done a good job that he's been in there, but to have Jameis back, what it would mean at this point of the season when things haven't been going great this past week?
He's worked really hard to get back healthy. So, you know, he deserves to come back. He loves to play football. He's been a starter throughout. It'll be good to get him back and finish the season strong.
How can you gauge how hard this has been on him, his attitude, his demeanor on the sidelines?
I'm sure it's hard, you know, watching your teammates, and there's nothing you can do about it, but just cheer him on. But, you know, he's been a pro about it, and he's worked really hard to get back.
He is the leader of this team. Was there any sense of loss of leadership during those three games without him?
No, he was the same guy, just wasn't playing. Same guy, though.
Mike, you're still young enough that you're going to stadiums for the first time. I don't know how big Lambeau is for you, but what does that mean, and what will it be like to play there on Sunday?
I mean, I heard it's a great atmosphere. I'm all for great atmospheres. So, you know, it'll be a little cold, but it'll be fun, a historic moment, but I don't really put too much on, like, Lambeau Field.
Sure. You guys did well in the cold. I mean, Kansas City was probably the coldest last year. You played well there. Do you mind the cold at all? Obviously, probably played some cold games in college, I would think.
Cold games are – I like cold games. You know, a lot of receivers like them because you can run longer. You don't get as tired. So cold games are good.
Mike, what's the significance of the last five games in terms of jobs on the line all over this building? How important is it to finish strong?
It's always important to finish strong, whether it's five games in the NFL or 5 points in ping pong. Like, it was for me, I can't really speak on anybody else, but I always want to win. That's how I've been since I got here. So I always want to win, and it hurts when we lose.
What's your message to fans who say, hey, they're playing out the string, these games don't matter?
They obviously matter. Like you said, you know, jobs are on the line. Guys got to prove themselves, and it's momentum for next season. I don't know if we're knocked out just yet, but most likely, yeah. So it'll be momentum for next season.
What did you like having Jameis back today?
Oh, it's going to be good. You know, I know he's been missing it, and that's my brother, so it'll be good to have him back.
How difficult was it coming off that loss to Atlanta? How long, you had two wins, kind of breathing some life into this team, and then kind of deflated after Atlanta, but is it tough to maybe the leadership team needs to pull everybody together and try to keep this thing going?
Yeah, it hurts. It hurts. I'd be lying if I said it didn't. But you know, it's what we do. You know, our captains have been great about it. You know, we've emphasized what's the importance of these last five games, and we're just trying to take it 1 week at a time and be better professionals and become better players down the stretch.
You lose Allie and DeMar for the season. How tough is that going to be?
It's huge. DeMar and Allie were having great years. Allie's first year at center, it hurts. Two great players, but you know, guys are going to have to step up, and they will.
How do you feel about your own season, Mike? Your numbers are good, but I know you hold yourself to a high standard.
I never care about numbers. I feel like I'm not playing that bad, but I'm not playing the level I'm capable of, which is great. I'm not playing great by any means this year. Hopefully these last five games I can do something special.
How is it important for Jameis to have a lot of success personally with you guys? And he was hurt and he didn't play a lot with Deshaun, with you, with OJ. I mean, there's still a lot that's new in this offense that can really get clicking, right?
I think so. He loves to work with us and get the timing down with receivers and tight ends. So I think this will be real good for him these last five games.